This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Most powerful thing you and I can do this Easter is to kneel before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the risen Lord, and say, I have hope in the resurrection. And I'm a man, a woman, a young person who believes in the hope of the resurrection, and that is risky business in 2015. Just look at what happened in Kenya. Look what happened in Libya with the 30 or 40 Egyptian Christians executed. It's risky business to believe today in the hope of the resurrection through Jesus Christ. I love verse 11, if we can bring that up. The following night, the Lord stood near Paul and said, take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome. I don't know. We're not given the details of that encounter with the Lord. But I want to say the Lord is speaking to some man, some woman in this room right now, and he's telling you, take courage. You believe in hope, the hope of the resurrection. I'm with you. And you say, do you really believe that? Yeah, I really do. Because if you have something better than that, more powerful than that, more meaningful than that, more significant than that, share it with me. Because I really, really don't know. Susan is a doctor in Vermont. I don't have her last name. It's not given. Listen to her story and how that hope in the resurrection made a difference for her. I was a psychiatric resident on call one night, the only doctor in a mental hospital in that particular time. A patient suddenly had a cardiac arrest and collapsed. We worked for an hour trying to resuscitate her, but she died. I was in over my head. I was terrified and sad. Later, I called everyone together to talk. Now, listen to this paragraph. There we were, four staff members, myself, 25 patients, whose lives were in chaos due to mental illness in the drab day room of a locked ward. The voices were subdued. For a while, they talked about the woman who had died, about what was good, and then about death, and whether or not there was a heaven. Then a woman spoke up out of the group of patients. She had been psychotic for weeks. Listen to that again. She had been psychotic for weeks and made absolutely no sense with anything she said for weeks. Totally psychotic. She looked straight at me and said clearly in a soft voice, this must be pretty difficult for you. I know you tried. This must be pretty difficult for you. I know you tried. Then there was silence. Susan said, it was one of the most precious moments of my life. The woman who had almost nothing and had nothing to offer other than her psychosis showed some love and compassion. And then Susan says this, I believe in hope. You see, Christ's resurrection from the dead and the love of others gives me hope. What gives you hope? Your money? Really? What's money done for you? Emotionally. What's it done for your family emotionally? What's it done for you psychologically and spiritually? Does your house give you hope? Does your car give you hope? And we can go through a litany, a list of things that we identify and say, that gives me hope. In 2015, the only thing that's going to give you hope that means anything is a relationship with the God who made you through his Son, Jesus Christ. I really believe that.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, a powerful story that comes from the Vietnam era. It's a story I've never used before. I want you to hear it. Then on Friday, we close with a powerful story, I think, about an 81-year-old aunt of mine from Louisiana that's different. You want to hear it. That's on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.